Begin the card daf Masech the Sanhedrin daf Chav Gimel. Begin Amar Al. Begin the third parak, parak Zebayir, where Tezah begins with the words of the Gemara. My, what does it mean with the words of Remeir Zebayir Le'Echad that this one selects one, but Zebayir Le'Echad this one selects one? Which Pesach and Rashi explains. The Gemara's question is: could the Mashman? It sounds like they'll have a test that there should be nine judges. Ketzad. How so? Because the Mishnah says Zebayir Le'Echad, he selects one. That's three judges. Zebayir Le'Bezn Achad, the other one picks a different court. Havi Shisha, that's six. Zebayir Le'Bezn Achad, and then the two of them pick another court together. A test, that's nine. Lachi Matma, that's what the Gemara is wondering. But Lasa Zagi, it should be enough for three. What do you need to nine for? So it says, "Believe and hear it." That doesn't seem to be so clear. Shem Mishmaris Halosh and Enikin. The wording doesn't sound like that. That's the Gemara's question. If that's the case, the Gemara should ask explicitly Hagufa Kasha that you have an internal contradiction. Reisha Seifa, the opening Mishnah with this Mishnah, because Amrit, you said in the moment's Bishloisha, you opened up this Mesech, the same three judges. It's from Monterey Law. Amma Begimel Sagi, you see if there is enough. Or the comment that's our test, and then you need to have nine. So when early Rav Sustester appears to me, the Af Betchil Hayidei, no, the Gemara in the beginning also knew Kamishma Farsh Achkach, like it's going to explain afterwards, that it just means Shezeb Pesel Bezna Shel Chaveri, that this guy could invalidate this one's court, but Shezeb Pesel Bezna Shel Chaveri, and he could invalidate his court. But Leishu Kim Gimel Achreinim, of course, you're only going to have at the end the last three, because the Amma Hamatar is like the one who answered Set. But like Parach, the question is Ella only Malishan de Masnit. The wording of the Mishnah says, Diktani, it says Zebayir Bezdin, the Chaveir can, and his friend also. Sounds like that's what they should do. Lachi Parach, that's what the Gemara asks. My Zebayir Le'Echa, what's this one selects one? Claim, in other words, Le'Sagi, Balav, Achi, it's not enough that he shouldn't pick out one and get invalidated, he pick out one and get invalidated. Shan, the Gemara answers, no, it's Kish Zebayir, when this one selects. Claim, in other words, Ain't chayva vade lasikin. This is definitely not an obligation to do that. And must need to marry the mishtuma im irkach. If it happens, that's how they resolve it with the two of them picking a final court together. Like it says, must begin with the words the gemara. Gugim bedina de rabun de rav chizda. Oh, that's when even the lev himself could say, well, I don't like it because the amalek. It said, my kamaterach nalach b'chulua. What am I making effort? Therefore, he could force him to go to the other one's court. Which Pesach and Rashi explains, because Shalib and Makamecha, they were one place, it's not a tirch, but it says, Tazablain here, that doesn't seem to be clear. Because I mean, the Gemara says, Nevin of Samarizim and Bezav Chizda, Lohoyamayrlef Nevrafun, he did not rule, a fellow based of a kutch, even a simple aloha like an egg in kutachdib, because Shkain, the din, Lohoyayz, but fun of a sure is not going to execute a judgment. So how could you say that he could go to Rav Chizda instead of Rav Huna? But there, it appears to me, they were near each other, but chutz legimel parsois, but not right there. It was out of three parsois, which then there's no prohibition about judging in the presence of your rebbe, which Rav Huna was to Rav Chizda. And like says, Mata begin with digmar kedeshiyetz adin lamite, so that if you do it this way, he picks one, and then they pick a third one together. Oh, then the judgment is going to come out to be the truth. Pirish harivan, he explains meaning. Meaning, of course, it's going to come out honest because the judges are honest. It just, no matter what it is, it just means that even the guilty party will pay willingly. But Yomin, he's going to say, "Kushta dayani." Oh, the judges are truthful. Because I myself selected one of them. If he was able to turn it into my merit, he would have turned it. But says lofum riyata mashma. But according to the simple translation, it sounds like kacha pirish, that it's interpreted like this. That actually, it's going to make it more truthful. The judgment shemitech shabir zeshle. Since he selected one bezeshle and picked one bishlishi, and then you have the third one together. Yatzadin lamitai b'le avis. It's going to make the judgment come out true without any distortion. Sheinian shakel, so that it should be equal. V'le yibam hapchen l'chayva. That it shouldn't be more, you know, increasing for the guilty on those who are trying to do for the innocent or and not the other way around, because you have equal. One picked by one side, one picked the other one, and then the third one by both. So yeah, it's actually going to make it more honest, even internally from the judges.